This is Radiophiles, a showcase and analysis of productions from the international radio art network Radia. Today we visit Radio Panique in Brussels in Belgium.
My name is Pierre De Jager and I'm working at Radio Panique, coordinating whatever is happening in the programs.
I read that the title of your position here in French is, can you say what it is?
Coordinateur d'antenne.
Yeah, I love that. how do you translate that? You coordinate the antenna. That's what I understand.
The coordinator part is not so usual. In all the radio stations, there is a post that is chef d'antenne, and it doesn't have anything to do with the actual antenna and the material antenna. What we call l'antenne is what's on the air. So you coordinate or are the head of what's happening on the air.
So the broadcast.
The broadcast, not the actual antenna. So I guess it's a French thing, chef d'antenne.
Wow.
But here we changed it from chef to coordinator because we're in a place where we don't really like the idea of a boss, of a chef. Panic started in 1983. There had been some pirate radio stations for a few years, and I think they were already starting to officialize some of them. And so at the start of Panic, it wasn't really considered a pirate radio station. But yeah, it's coming from, it's very close to the ones that started as pirate radio station, maybe more in 79, 80. I think the main idea is that it's really run by the volunteers, so it's a radio station where we have something like 250 people taking part in whatever the radio does. We have 4 people working here part-time. We wouldn't want them, us, because I'm one of them, to run the radio station just because they're there every day. The decision should be taken by the volunteers. So it's more run by the people themselves, with groups of people that are more interested in this or that aspect, and some turnover in those groups, so it's not always the same people taking part in those discussions. Mm-hmm. So we have a group more about what we program, a group about the technical aspects, a group about the parties, whatever you want, a group more about the news programs. Mm. The base is that everyone in the radio has one vote, but then every year we create those working groups, and so we don't have to put to the vote of everybody every decision. It's more we delegate to groups of people.
And you mentioned parties. Is that a strong part of keeping the radio together? And
Yeah, it's a long story. There was a period in the 90s where the Radio Panic parties were really, really big parties and quite important in Brussels. I think a lot of people knew the radio mostly through the parties and not through the radio itself. Crazy and wild parties that a lot of people still remember today. So it's part of the identity of the radio, but also somehow mm-hmm. part of the history of the past of the radio. And when we organize parties today, it's really smaller scale than what it was then. We have a lot of DJs in the radio, some of them really extremely good, and so it's always a pleasure to have parties with them. And I think it's important for a lot of people in the radio that we go on organizing parties, because it also creates relation between people. You know that in this kind of radio you can find yourself easily in a situation where people just know the program before them and the program after them, and we try to avoid that. It's not always easy, but we want people to meet other people in the radio station, and that those meetings maybe create new ideas, new programs, new mm-hmm. projects. And we need situations where it's really happening that they meet. We try to do a lot of programs also outside of the radio, so that the radio is not stuck inside a little room somewhere, but it's really having interactions with people in the street, when something is happening, that the radio is there, not only with a recording device, but the whole thing. We we don't see so many people anymore coming in and saying, I will do a program every week. It's more like, I will do a program every month, and it will be already a lot, and they want to spend time preparing it. And when you compare it to the 90s and the 80s, people were really more into doing radio every week or even every day, and some kind of flux, continuous radio, where it was not a problem to do hours and hours. And now people are more into, oh, I want to do an hour, but it has to be perfect, and I will think about it and tinker a lot.
What's your approach to commissioning shows for radio? How does radio fit in Radio Panik?
Well, we're not very organized. So it's more or less, hey, would you like to do the next radio?
It's got to be done by tomorrow.
So my name is Damien, Magnet in French, Magnet. And I am mostly a musician and a drummer and sound artist. And I design sometimes some homemade instruments and things like that. So pretty much into the DIY stuffs. I did a documentary about a squat I was living in Brussels, and then this documentary was broadcasted on Radio Panik. And so after that, Radio Panik then asked me to do a radio piece for Radia, for the Radia network. And I didn't know the network before. And when I checked it out, it occurred to me that a lot of pieces that were there for me weren't really filling the conditions I was given, because people told me, yeah, it's not supposed to be a show that speaks in English or in your own language, and it should be something that is broadcastable. I don't know if that's the right word, but that can be broadcasted in all the countries of the Radia network. And so for me, the goal was really to do something that is without languages or with whole languages, or I don't know, but to try to cross all these influences. And so that's why I had this idea to work really on every languages that are spoken into the Radia network, and to try to do a piece that is more about, that is more musical, but that is based on the sound of every languages.
At the end of 2006, he estimated those to be German, French, English, Hungarian, Romanian, Bulgarian, and Portuguese.
How did I do? I don't know. I just looked around for people who spoke those languages, and well, you know, you're in Brussels now, so Brussels is very multicultural and, oh, Jesus, we have a friend there.
It's a really pretty one.
Yeah. Nice mouse in Brussels North. So I guess I just asked around, and I found quite easily, actually, people who spoke those languages. Yeah, the hard part was to find a place to record and and the gear to record. So then I ended up in some offices somewhere, who was like the quietest room I could find, to, because I really needed those pure sound with no, with very close miking and with no interferences. First was for the jingle, so I asked everybody to say to translate in their own languages the phrases that needed to be said. And then after that, it was, what did I do? I think I did like a list of words, a lot of words, and I asked them to translate all those words in their language. And then I asked them to say all those words, first whispering, then spoken, then shouted, then to do very long, like to say it really long or to say it really short. So it was really very scientifically done, I could say. And then after, with all these materials, then I started to cut it and to try to really get the sound of the voices out of it as most as I could. There was no meaning into the words, or if I recall well. At that time, I was really into this philosophy to try to work the more naturally possible. Of course, it was depending on the person I had in front, because like one of them, for instance, is my stepmother. So she is the English voice. The French voice, she's actually my girlfriend now. That's a funny story. And she's a singer, and she did like a sound poetry and stuff. So like, for instance, with her, we went really far. Like she shouted a lot, and she did a long notes and everything. But then some of other persons were really shy. Actually, my computer, it crashed while I was doing the piece, and I had the deadline, and so it was a mess. I remember I had to borrow a computer, and if you see the project visually, I mean, it's all super tiny bits of sound, you know, spread it on I don't know how many tracks, and it's really like a painting pointist. I remember at some point that I was really like, I had cramps in my in my right hand because of the mouse, and going just to do all the fades, because otherwise you had these nasty clips, you know. And so yeah, it took quite a long time. Yeah, definitely.
And now, radio show number 93, Accent Perdu, Lost Accents, by Damien Magnette for Radio Panique.
Bom dia. Bonjour. Buona ziua.
Hello. Jó napot kívánok, ez egy rádióadás.
Aceasta este o emisiune radio.
Dies ist eine Sendung von Radio.
Това е предаване от проекта Радио.
Isto é uma emissão da rádio.
This is a show from radio.
We are a group of stations radio new qui fait découvrir à nos auditeurs making radio notre manière listeners. De faire de la radio.
Nós somos grupo de estações de rádio que faz descobrir aos nossos auditores uma outra maneira de fazer rádio.
Egy olyan rádióadók vagyunk.
Nézd meg grupa rádióstanci.
Wir sind ein Zusammenschluss von Sendern,
amelyen megpróbáljuk a hallgatóinknak,
които представят на слушателите ни един различен начин за
правилно предаване.
A rádiózást egy új módon bemutatni.
Neue Arten, Radio zu machen, zeigen möchten.
Are you up for it?
Érdekelne?
Lust?
Eltűnt kiejtés. Damien Magnette műsora a Rádió Pánikban.
des accents perdus de Damien Magnette pour Radio Panique.
Pronúncia perdida de Damien Magnette para a Rádio Panique.
Забравените произношения.
Lost accents.
Accente pierdute.
Verlorener Akzent. Maren Dubnik. Deutschland.
Reménye Krisztinának hívnak, Magyarországról jöttem.
Chamo Elizabeth de Silva e sou portuguesa.
Cazum-se Todor Stefanov e sou de Bulgária.
Dana Ariciu, România.
Celia Jankowski.
Vivienne McGuinness,
Française.
Great Britain.
This piece of sound is exclusively made from recorded voices. There aren't any sound effects. This is only editing.
Ru-ja. Yeah.
Egy.
Tvi.
Gri.
Se.
Mér. Ma.
E.
Le.
Seki.
Al.
Fom.
Vestal.
Sna. Che.
Inter.
Pi.
Punta.
Vi.
Tiver. Choco.
Gerard.
Nekolaitis.
Co.
Tiver.
De
sous
survie.
Bergs.
Requête. Lost.
Les
pêcheurs.
Que.
La.
Les.
Ah.
Les.
Mer.
Sont.
Tu.
La.
Fille
de
la mort.
V. De.
Soi.
Mo.
Ré.
Non.
Comme.
Père.
Pardon?
Von
Dorfren
Chill
Crea
Cry
Stem
Stiu
Re
Da
Sint
Stai
Vret
Au
Si
Meru
Di
So
Nens
Spre
Et
bien,
Yeah.
Fim de transmissão. A, B, C,
Край на предаването.
D, E, F,
Ende der Sendung.
G,
G, Fin de transmission.
I, J,
Aus Odaschwege.
Kappa, L, M,
Vârșitul emisiunii.
N, O, B,
End of transmission.
Q,
Find us on the internet.
S, T,
Radial,
V,
Dot FM.
W, X, Y, Z.
Over and out.
The thing is that I really don't like computers, and I really don't like working on a computer, and I really don't like working alone. So that's the two stuff that actually made me kind of stop doing sound pieces myself. I enjoy more, I think, being with people and drinking beers and hitting on the drum. And I kind of switched from the radio work to the live work. And now, like, I play in four bands, and I do a lot of gigs, and so I'm more into this live stuff. But at some point, when I'll be too tired, I come back to to radio, which is less tiring. I mean, you work less late, and you drink less.
The mood in Panic was more, well, whatever happened. You know, we should try anyway, and maybe it will be a catastrophe, but it's not a... Let's try. And see what happens, and if people have really technical difficulties or difficulties speaking correctly and we don't understand what they say, well, so be it. Maybe it will get better with time, and we should try. So it may be a difference, which is maybe not very comfortable for the listener, but sometimes also what happens is really beautiful. So
yeah.
Yeah, it's true that she was my neighbor at that time, so she just left next door. And we were friends, but we didn't knew much, and we didn't know each other much. And when I thought, okay, the French voice, but probably I was already into the idea of knowing her more, I guess. So I asked her. So then that's how we started to meet a bit more, actually. Yeah. And now I have a kid. I have a kid with her. We are together for years now. I mean, it's like 7 years or something, and we have daughters together. So, yeah. Thank you, Radio.
Radiophiles is a mobile radio production for Documenta 14 with support by Goethe Institute. For more information, visit mobile-radio.net.